Once upon a time, in the Ephraim Hills, a man named Elkaniah, Zipson, had two wives. There was Hannah and there was Peninnah. Two wives. There was Hannah, who had no children, and Peninnah, who did. Every year they travelled from their home in Shiloh to worship God and to offer a sacrifice to him. Every year Hannah prayed in tears for a baby. Elkaniah tried to encourage her, and one day, praying in the temple, she promised God that if he gave her a son, she would give him back to God to serve in the temple all of his life. The priest Eli in the temple saw her praying. Her lips were moving, but she wasn't making any sound. And he thought that she was drunk. Hannah explained what she was praying to God for, and Eli said this to her: "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel give you what you have asked of him. Think well of me and pray for me," she said, and went her way. Then she ate heartily, her face was radiant. Up before dawn they worshipped God and returned home to Ramah. Elkaniah slept with Hannah his wife, and God began making the necessary arrangements in response to what she'd asked. Before the year was out, Hannah had conceived and given birth to a son. She named him Samuel, explaining, "I asked God for him." Well, Elkaniah next took his family on their annual trip to Shiloh to worship God, offering sacrifices and keeping his vow. Hannah didn't go. She told her husband, "After this child is weaned, I'll bring him myself and present him before God, and that's where he'll stay for good." Elkaniah said to his wife, "Do what you think is best. Stay home until you have weaned him. Yes, let God complete what he has begun." So Hannah did. She stayed home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Then she took him up to Shiloh, bringing also the makings of a generous sacrificial meal, a prize bull, flour and wine. The child was so young to be sent off. They first butchered the bull and then brought the child to Eli. Hannah said, "Excuse me, sir, would you believe that I am the very woman who was standing before you at this spot praying to God? I prayed for this child and God gave me what I asked for. And now I have dedicated him to God. He's dedicated to God for life." And there they worshipped God.
Mic on? Is this working? Yeah. I definitely need some help today. So if the children would like to come forward, that would be brilliant. Now, we've been talking about judges all summer. So first we get the memory bit. Can anybody remember? Today is Samuel, he's the last one. Can anyone tell me any of the other judges that we've talked about this summer? Anybody? Deborah? That would be the one you did, was it? Eli?
Samson?
Ehud, well done. And we're missing one. Meh. Nope. Gideon. Who can tell me anything about the story of Ehud? Do the first click, Kirsty. Go on, Josh. Left-handed guy stabbed a fat man in the belly. Absolutely. Deborah, who can tell me something about Deborah? Who didn't do the service? Anybody? Who was here when Jones House Group did Deborah? Go on, Mary. had Sisera. Sisera killed. She was also the only woman judge. Jael used a tent peg, yes. Deborah was the only woman. She was married to Lapidoth. What was Lapidoth doing? It's the only reference we get to him that she was married. What about Gideon? Who can tell me something about Gideon? Not Joshua, somebody else. Pardon? He was all strong and stuff. Not at the first he wasn't. Fleeces. Anything else about Gideon? Very reluctant. He wasn't going with the fleece. Small army. Can anyone remember what they shouted? A sword for the Lord and for Gideon. Samson, who can tell me something about Samson? Joshua. He was a strong one. Go on, Joshua.
He defeated the army of Philistines with
a jawbone. He defeated and slew Philistines with a jawbone. Yes, I think that was him, wasn't it? Anything else about Samson? Delilah. He had long hair, and if they cut his hair, he had no strength. And who can tell me anything about Eli? That was last week. That should be easier. You weren't here. Anybody think anything about Eli from last week? Who did Eli? Andy's housekeeper, wasn't it? He had two sons who weren't up to much. Anything else? Well, those are our five we've done so far. Today we get to do Samuel. And this is where I need some help. So I need Joseph and Joshua. And I need... You see, there's an awful lot of men in this thing. It's no good. I'm going to have Alice and Eloise to do a job for me, please. And I'm going to have... Actually, I might have to go for an adult for this one. Men, if you don't want to join in, hide now. Actually, Alvin, can I use you, please? And I need one more. I need... Benny, are you happy to come up for me? Brilliant, thank you. Right. Alice, you get that one, and you get to go and stand over that side in front of the projector. You get that one, and you get to stand there for me. Thank you very much. So, I also have a job for everybody else. I won't make you stand up at this moment in time, but when it comes to your starring role, I'll need you on your feet, because you are the disgruntled, annoying... I was going to go for another word, I can't think of one. Israelites who are never happy with what God gives them and who always want something else. So we have some lines to practice, which hopefully will come up. Oh, I missed one. I'll come back to that in a minute. Next one, Kirsty. Right, oh. Next one. There should be a set of lines somewhere that Stephen's not put in there for me. There we are. I will say, what do you want? And you say... What do you want?
We want.
When do you want it?
Now.
And when you said that, you all face that way, which is not God's way. So that's your starring role this morning. So we might have to go back a fraction, Kirsty, please. Samuel is the last judge because Israel then demanded that God gave him a king. He was a very special baby. He was long prayed for, waited for, wanted, then given back to God at a very young age, probably about six. Who's six? Who's six? He went to the temple at 6 years old and he saw his mum and dad once a year. That would be hard. People didn't hear God very often at this time. And then God spoke to Samuel when he was about 12. Who's 12? You're 12. Any other 12s?
I'm 12.
You're 12. 12 years old, no one's heard from God for years and years and years, and he suddenly starts to decide to use you. And he starts telling you things that other people may not want to hear. He listened and he spent the whole of his life listening and telling people, God's people, what God had said. He was a prophet as well as a judge. Many of the other judges didn't listen to God. If they did, they didn't tend to ask him what to do when they had a problem. They just decided what to do and went and did it. Samuel listened. Samuel told the people even when it wasn't a popular thing to say. And we have something else that we will all say together each time. And it's a Samuel listen to God, please, Kirsty. Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. And you all get to say that a few times as well. So shall we do that together? Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. Audience participation, you see. This way you can remember it all later. So where's my Samuel? Here's my Samuel. Sorry, Alvin. You might put that on yourself, actually, I think. It doesn't quite work like that. Oops.
Well, you had a haircut yesterday, didn't
you? Excuse me? Sorry, I think I chose this one. Have a stick. It's a staff, not a stick. Alice, can you just walk that way a little further for me and face the front? And Samuel, would you please go and stand by Alice's side of her for me, please? So Samuel listened to God together. Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. Can I swap you two over, please? Brilliant, thank you. No, Alvin, just stay there. Thank you. Right, so number two, who's our second person? Eli. Ben, that's you. Eli was a priest who served at the temple in Shiloh. He had lots of responsibilities, which he didn't necessarily do very well. And he had two sons who were definitely not doing things God's way. In fact, if you wish to go and read what it actually says in the Bible, they really, really, really weren't doing things God's way. What would they make of us if they saw us putting tea towels on our heads, thinking that that was their costume? I don't quite know. He was the judge of Israel. Even though Samuel grew up serving God, being taught by Eli, Eli did not do things God's way. When Eli's sons misbehaved, when they did wrong things and things they really should not have done, Eli told them off but didn't do anything about it. Samuel always listened. Samuel always followed God, even when he had to tell Eli stuff that he didn't want to hear. Eli, I'm afraid you're over here. Because Samuel always faced God's way. Eli didn't. Altogether, Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. Here's your starring role. Are you ready? When Israel complained to Samuel that they no longer wanted judges, but that they wanted a king like the other nations around us, Samuel listened to them, told God about it. He listened to God, then told Israel what God has said about how bad having a king will be. Your sons will fight in his army. He will take one-tenth of your harvest. Doesn't matter whether you have enough to feed you. Your sons will die on the battlefield. We want a king. Would you stand, please? All together. What do you want?
No more.
What do you want?
We want it.
When do you want it?
Now.
And you all face that way. Samuel faces God's way. The Israelites did not. Thank you. Would you please sit down? Wonderful Israelites. Well done. All together we say, should be up there. Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. Saul. Now, I earmarked Joseph yesterday when they came into the house and told him he was going to be doing this, because we had a small plan hatched, which didn't quite go according to plan. Because I know that Joseph will act in any role mm-hmm. and put up with any costume. And we thought that we would actually make his headdress a little different, because we were going to give him a tiara to put on. But we couldn't find the tiara. Do that. So Saul gets a crown. It's not quite like that one, but then neither's the robe. When God told him to anoint Saul as Israel's first king, Samuel did. When Saul became king, he followed God. Turn that way. And then he stopped listening to God. And stopped following God. Samuel didn't. Samuel warned Saul. Samuel listened to God and he anointed David, in a moment, as the next king. All together. Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. King David. I knew we'd chosen your middle name for a reason, Joshua David. But he had to be shorter than Saul, you see, because Saul was really tall. Oh, look at that. Bosch belt. I'm up. So now we have the second king. King David. When King David became King David, and long before he did, because he was anointed a very long time before he became king, he went God's way. He listened to God. He's described as a man after God's own heart. We know that most of the Psalms of worship and later of lament were written by David. But when he became king, he stopped listening to God. He stopped following God. Samuel had died by this time, but his legacy to King David was that sometimes King David remembered to stop, to say sorry to God, and start again, and start following again. Samuel faces God's way. David faces God's way. Saul and Eli are not going God's way. Samuel is the judge who doesn't stop listening, who doesn't stop following. We are never told that he turned his back on God. For the last time, we say together, Samuel listened to God. Samuel followed God. Samuel did things God's way, not his own way. Thank you very much to everybody for their assistance. You won't forget Samuel in a hurry.